The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus withdrew toward the sea with his disciples. A large number of people followed him from Galilee and from Judea, hearing what he was doing. I presume that should be hearing what he was saying. A large number of people came to him also from Jerusalem, from Idumea, from beyond the Jordan, and from the neighborhood of Tyre and Sidon. He told his disciples to have a boat ready for him because of the crowd, so that they would not crush him. He had cured many, and as a result, those who had diseases were pressing upon him to touch him. And whenever unclean spirits saw him, they would fall down before him and shout, "You are the Son of God." He warned them sternly not to make him known. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Sometimes it's good to look at the other readings, and especially at the responsorial psalm this morning. The response was, and it's very important to observe the commas, just makes no sense if you don't. So the response to the psalm this morning, "Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will. Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will." So we might ask ourselves this morning, what is the will of God for me at this moment? Or what is the will of God for you? Well, the will of God for all of us, no matter who we are, is try and live to the best of our ability, to live one day at a time, to face up to whatever difficulties or problems that we have. And God is always on our side. He never, never forsakes us for one single moment. So we look at our present circumstances, here where we are at this particular moment in time. And so today, the 21st of January in the year 2021, what is the will of God for me today? Well, it's to live safely, to be aware of the dangers at this time due to the pandemic, not to be a source of danger to anybody else by, for example, not wearing a mask, or going in to crowds. If I'm not feeling well, be sure to stay at home, quarantine yourself without necessarily being told to do so. And as we see in the gospel this morning, if we trust in the Lord, and that's the important thing at the moment, we got to trust in the Lord and ask him for his safeguarding and his protection. Now, if we do that from the heart, not just from the lips, because very often when we pray, it's just falling off our lips, it's not coming from the heart, our soul is not in the prayer. So whatever this day brings, let us be open to the Lord. I know, and I can tell you also, that through the circumstances of this day and the situations in which you may find yourself, God will speak to you. Because that is how God speaks to us, through the little things that happen in our everyday lives. Nothing particularly major, but just the little things. So have a listening ear. Have a listening ear. Open your ears to listen to the Lord. Let your first thought be, "Here am I, Lord. Your servant is listening. Here am I, Lord. Your servant is listening."